I'm going to buy crypto here, I'm going to sell crypto there, and I'm going to take out profit. If it's so easy, why isn't everyone just doing it? I haven't seen anything else like crypto. But of course, what comes with that is very, very high risk, especially if you don't know what you're doing. People always saying to me, Matt, you've got to have work-life balance. That's absolute bullshit. If you're starting from the bottom, you are going to grind every single day, forgetting about your parents, forgetting about going to the movies, forgetting about going to the beach. Every single waking moment is going to be about you getting to the next level. I'm Matthew Fraser, and this is Amazon Ecom Secrets. I'll be sharing with you the secrets that helped me go from millions in debt to an eight-figure entrepreneur. If you're ready to escape the 9-to-5 and live life on your terms, let me show you the way. In today's episode, we're going to be talking a bit about crypto. Now, you're going to be saying to me, crypto, what has that got to do with Amazon and e-com secrets? Well, it's got to do with what are you going to be doing with your profits from Amazon and e-com strategies. So I want to tell you about my journey through crypto and why I've chosen crypto as a part of my wealth creation strategy. Actually, go back to about 2017. I remember specifically when I was driving Uber, you know, trying to make ends meet, and there was a gentleman that got in the car and he was talking about Bitcoin. And I thought, oh, nah, Bitcoin? How stupid is that? And the guy was like, no, you can make money. And I think at the time it was probably like $100 or something. You can go back and look at the 2017 price, but it was cheap compared to what it is today. Because as the time of filming this right now, the Bitcoin price in Australian dollars is about 106,000 Australian dollars. So he's telling me in the back of this Uber that Bitcoin is like this great new thing and he's going to make a lot of money. And I was like, nah. And my mind was just completely switched off to it. I just didn't want to know about it. And I thought it was just like one big scam, to be honest, as I'm driving Uber. So I pray that that guy was not listening to me as an Uber driver. And I hope he went out and bought a lot of Bitcoin because he'd be like a trillionaire now. But that was my sort of first recollections of Bitcoin. And then fast forward to about 2020, 2021, I then started thinking about crypto more seriously. And the first thing I did was I started asking my friends, hey, what do you know about Bitcoin? What do you know about crypto? And I was completely naive to the whole landscape. And my friends were giving me, you know, little tips and tricks. Oh, you know, I went and used this platform and I went and did staking and I can make all this money. And at that stage, I was getting quite excited about it. Okay, well, this is obviously an opportunity for me to delve into, because remember, by this stage, I was making hundreds of thousands of dollars in profit every single month. And I'm thinking, where am I going to put all this money? I started to put it into real estate. That was the first thing. The first thing I did was I paid off all my debt. Okay, the second thing I did was I started to put money into real estate. But then I'm thinking, where else can I put this money in? And people were talking about Bitcoin and crypto, but I really needed to find out for myself. So the next thing I did was I used my own advice. And my advice to myself would be go and seek an expert in that niche. So I went and sought a crypto expert and I ended up I invested $20,000 in a crypto course so I could learn all about cryptocurrency and ideally not make a lot of mistakes, because that's why you invest in a mentor or a coach, is so that you can learn the landscape or the niche faster and actually save money. A lot of people make the mistake thinking that, you know, $20,000 in this case was going to be a waste of money, but ultimately ended up becoming the best money I ever spent. As I always say, with all the mentors and coaching I've had over the years, and I've spent over $100,000 in my lifetime in mentoring coaching from other people. So here I am, I'm investing money into this crypto course. And the very first thing they taught me, which is what I'm going to share with you today, and it's not financial advice, it doesn't need to be, but it is, do not lose your crypto. Protect your crypto, right? What does that mean? It means making sure it's not sitting on an obscure exchange, sitting, you know, in Afghanistan or something like that, right? You want to make sure that it's protected. Yeah, because I've got a friend, and I'll just tell you this very short story. And it was one of the friends I spoke to at the time when I was learning about crypto, and he was really, really excited about staking. Now, staking is basically like a term deposit where you give your crypto to another company, and they in turn give you back interest. Now, usually it's interest in the form of the crypto token itself. So he was sharing all this information to me, and at the time, it was exciting because he was saying things like, you know, these guys are paying me like 30%, 40%. I'm thinking, I'm doing the maths on it. I'm thinking, holy smokes, this is a lot of interest, right? But you know what they say, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And in this case, what my friend had done, this was the biggest mistake. And if you're taking notes, write this down. Do not put all your eggs into one basket. I mean, this is like, you would think common knowledge these days, don't put all your eggs into one basket. But what he'd done is he'd taken his $50,000 life savings and put it into one crypto staking pool. And then shortly after that, if you guys are familiar with crypto, last year or the year before was the FTX saga, which an FTX basically was the collapse of a cryptocurrency exchange. And it went bankrupt and a lot of money went missing. And when I say a lot of money, billions and billions and billions of dollars. Now, my friend didn't have money tied up in FTX, but it was a deck of cards, so to speak. It was just like a domino effect. And when FTX went down, other exchanges went down, including this particular crypto staking company. So $50,000, guess what happened to that? Vanished, literally overnight, just like in seconds, just gone. There's no one you can call. There's no one you can write to. The money is gone. And unfortunately for my friend, he went into severe depression after that. You can imagine having $50,000 of your life savings just vanish into thin air. So what my friend didn't do though, was he didn't seek training, right? He didn't seek a coach at the time. And so that was a big, big mistake. So if you're writing notes, make sure you go and get proper training from proper coaches in this space. So this was my, sort of one of my first experiences with crypto, is basically don't do what he did. So as I'm doing this coaching program with crypto myself, I'm protecting my assets and I start dabbling in the crypto space. And it was good. It was actually coming down through 2021, where the market was actually coming down off the previous high. And I was buying up some crypto, mainly Bitcoin myself, which is of course the main Mac Daddy of cryptos, right? Is Bitcoin. So let's fast forward to now, right? I've started off now doing this crypto course. Where do I sit now? Well, now I have over seven figures invested in cryptocurrency. And I can tell you, when you know, it's funny because they say, I know I've just said before, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But they also say there's no get rich quick scheme. But I tell you what, I haven't seen anything else like crypto where you can literally put money into certain things and it can literally explode. I'm talking like hundreds of percents. Yeah, it's absolutely insane. But of course, what comes with that though is very, very high risk, especially if you don't know what you're doing. So my strategy right now is just to invest into certain things that will ultimately in time through the next bull cycle, and the bull cycle is when cryptocurrency will go up, is to then take money out of that, take it out as what they call fiat currency or cash, and put it into other investments. If you guys follow me on any one of my channels, especially Instagram, it's one of the things that I showcase a lot about cryptocurrency. And in doing so, I get a lot of people reaching out to me, asking me about crypto. It's probably one of the number one questions I get. Although I'm the Amazon e-commerce expert, I get a lot of questions about crypto, because what's interesting is only 0.26% of the world population even have crypto. So it's a very, very, very tiny segment of the population. Because I just started thinking, like, you know, if I know crypto, then everybody else knows about crypto. But it turns out, obviously, that that's not the case. So as I'm fielding a lot of these questions, it mainly relates to what, or I guess boils down to, is mindset. Because, you know, I was talking to my mother recently and I said, look, this is my plan. I'm going to buy crypto here. I'm going to sell crypto there. And I'm going to take out profit. And she said, Matthew, but if it's so easy, why isn't everyone just doing it? And that actually got me thinking, well, is it that easy? And it turns out it's not that easy. And why is that the case? Because one, you've got to have capital in the first place. You know, in my journey, in my life journey, I've always wanted to be in that position when a down turn in the market came, I wanted to have just cash sitting on the side to be able to pour in and buy stocks or shares, or in this case, crypto, at base bottom prices. And I've never had that in my life except for in just recent years. So that's the first thing. You've got to be able to, you've got to be in the position to have capital, disposable capital ready to go to make moves on certain assets. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you've got to have the knowledge, right? You might have the capital, but you might not have the knowledge of where the market is at certain times and what to buy. So therefore, you've got to be really, really committed to learning about the crypto space so you know when and where you should be putting your investment or allocating your investment dollars. And the third thing is you've got to have the balls, right? Because you might have the capital, you might have the knowledge, but there might be just something holding you back, or it might be someone in your family, it could be a wife or a husband who's, you know, you might go to them and say, babe, I want to put money into crypto. And they say, absolutely fucking not, right? That is actually what they might say. So now all of a sudden you can't do it. So everyone's got to be on the same playing level and have the same understanding about crypto in order to make that ballsy decision to put the money into the investment, because it doesn't really matter whether it's, you know, houses, stocks, or crypto. You've got to have the balls to put the money in, because there's always going to be something in the back of your mind that's, oh, is this a good investment? Should I not buy? What if the market turns? Is this the right crypto? Right, all this is going to be going around your head and giving you doubts. Yeah. And then when you have doubt, you don't put the money down. And then what happens? Well, hopefully for myself, the market moves, right? So let's say, you know, the market, let's say that, like, only last year, you could buy Bitcoin in US dollars for around $20,000. Today, as we film this, it's sitting at about $70,000. So imagine when it was, and actually, which leads me to an interesting story, because a friend of mine, when it was $20,000, was having second guesses. He was like, oh, I don't know if I should put this money in, you know, it could go down, right? So he never put money in at 20,000. But guess what happened then? It went to 25,000. And he had the same mindset thoughts. Oh, what happens if it goes down? So he didn't put money in. And then what happened? It went to 30,000. Oh, but what happens if it goes down? So every step of the way, he's just missing the opportunity. What I like to do is I just like to buy in. I find that once I've actually just bought into the market, I feel good. I'm done. I now have exposure to the market. Now, if it goes down, so be it. I just don't sell. This is the big mistake that a lot of people make. One is they put money in that they can't afford to lose. So don't do that. Only put money in that you can afford to lose, and only put money in that you don't need to use to pay the mortgage or pay the rent or put food on the table, right? Because this is going to be probably an investment that's going to be more than like a week. So, and the other thing is don't use leverage. Now, what is leverage? Leverage is a term used with trading, where you would use basically borrowed money to buy into a position and betting on the market going up or down. A lot of people get killed when they use leverage and do trading, because it is such a difficult thing to do. I don't do it myself because I would just be too inexperienced at doing it. I don't use leverage and I don't do trading, like betting if the market's going up or down. That's just something I do not do. I just simply buy and hold. And when the market goes up at some point, I'm going to pull out some cash. That's basically my investment strategy. So certainly don't use leverage. And the other thing I would certainly say is don't do staking. Remember my friend who put the $50,000 in and lost all of his money on staking? Don't do that. Yeah. Now, there could be ways that you could make money, but I'm just saying if you want to have a no fuck up approach, don't do any of those things. And you're going to give your best self the best chance of getting ahead in the crypto market. So those are some of the things that I would say definitely don't do. But there's some other things that I can tell you, but you won't know until it happens, because it's got to do with your mindset. So what's going to happen is you could buy in, let's say the price of Bitcoin today is $100,000. And let's say then there's a huge crash and that drops down to $50,000 a coin. This is Australian dollars. What are you going to do? Your mind's going to be telling you, oh my God, this is the end. What, I'm going to lose my money now. Now, you only lose your money if you sell. if you don't sell, you don't actually lose. So don't be that person that the market drops and then you sell, because then you literally lose your money. You lose the $50,000 that has dropped by, and you don't want to be one of those people. What you'll find in crypto is it moves in cycles. So it goes up and down. So although your crypto or your Bitcoin may have dropped down to 50,000, there's a very, very high chance that within time, and you've got to give it time, like not a week, it might be months, and it might be a year, that in time your investment in your Bitcoin in this case will move back up to over and past your initial investment of 100. So do not sell when it's low. You sell at the high. I've also seen this big mistake, and this is from another friend of mine. I want to share this story with you so that you don't have the same thing happen to you. Now, what happened was my friend bought into a cryptocurrency at $5,000, and in a very short amount of time, it had doubled. I'm talking within the space of like a month. So here he is thinking, I'm a freaking champion. I'm a genius. I've just turned $5,000 into $10,000, and then he sold it for $10,000. Now, good on you if you do that, because most people get wrecked. Because so the stat is that 90% of people will get wrecked or killed in cryptocurrency, right? So don't let yourself be the 90%. Now, the mistake that he made was because he had this genius mentality, there was another cryptocurrency that came up. And this time he thought, I'm going to put in $50,000, because what was happening with this particular currency was falling down fast, down, 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 down. And he thought, wow, it's getting cheaper and cheaper. It's a bargain. So he took $50,000 out of his home loan, put it onto this particular cryptocurrency, and guess what happened? It still kept going down. And eventually it never corrected, because it was a cryptocurrency that was just imploding. But because he didn't have the knowledge and understanding what the market was doing behind the scenes, he couldn't make the right investment decision. So that $50,000 unfortunately turned into $700, and it never came back up. Okay, guys, so now you've heard of a bit of an overview about crypto and how I've been able to go from Amazon profits and put it into this new investment strategy and wealth creation strategy, which is crypto. But what is the point of that? And look, at the end of the day, we all want financial freedom. That's the reason why we get into things like Amazon businesses or e-commerce businesses, because we want to break the 9-to-5 and escape the matrix. So what I've done is I've taken my Amazon profits, I've put them into crypto because I'm trying to multiply my investment dollars. Now, ultimately, I will keep some of my Bitcoin because I believe that over the future it's going to grow, but I'm going to take a lot of that money, what I call off the table, put it into safer assets that will give me a dividend every single year. So ultimately, what you want to do is this. Pull, let's say, $5 million out of crypto, put it into a safe asset that delivers 10% per year, and then you can then live off your $500,000 a year for the rest of your life. And that would be an awesome goal and something that I would love to see you guys achieve as well. All right, guys, let's jump into some commonly asked questions that come my way. And the very first one is, how do I even buy Bitcoin? And this is really, really simple. I want you to have a look at these two exchange platforms, SwiftX and CoinSpot. You can find them in your app downloads. Once you go into those apps, you can then fill in the details and buy your Bitcoin by transferring money from your bank account into the exchange, and you're good to go. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode of how I'm using my Amazon profits to buy crypto to help grow my wealth. Now, I want to help you grow your wealth too. And one of the things I've done is I've created an 8 Steps to 8 Figures blueprint. Now, this is a blueprint which shows you how to get to 8 figures without even designing your own product. It was life-changing for me, and I'm sure it's going to be life-changing for you as well. And to get a copy of this blueprint, all you have to do is go down to the show notes, click on the link, and then download your free copy. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining me. Look forward to seeing you on the next episode, and take care for now. Thanks for tuning into Amazon Ecom Secrets. If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to show your support is to give a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and make sure to subscribe on YouTube so you don't miss an episode. You can also find more at I'm Matthew Fraser on all social media platforms. Thanks so much. Take care.